Brandon Straka recounts anti-gay attack by BLM after RNC, no consequence for this type of behavior. By Kyle Olson on August 30, 2020. An apparent homophobic attack near the White House after the RNC on Thursday night by Black Lives Matter supporters was reminiscent of anti-gay attacks of the past. Except now, the attackers are doing it posing as victims. New York City hairstylist and hashtag walkaway campaign founder Brandon Straka told Breitbart News. Straka was invited to attend President Trump's acceptance speech on the White House lawn Thursday. As the 1,000+ supporters streamed out of the complex, Straka said he and others he was with were targeted by several hecklers wearing Black Lives Matter shirts. He was attempting to make his way to his hotel, about three blocks away, with two others. Straka alleged four agitators saw he was dressed up and made the assumption that we were with the RNC. Video posted by Straka on Twitter showed the apparent incident. She said, "Y'all are really effed up, and, you were a bunch of faggots," Straka told Breitbart News. Straka said one of his companions asked what she allegedly said. And she heard it "Hey" was a male voice and comes charging at me like she was going to beat the shit out of me, and I said, "I'm not even the one who said it." He said she was quickly in Mikey Harlow's face like she was going to kick the shit out of him, calling him names and stuff, and then the others in the attackers group headed in that direction, as the video apparently shows. The video showed one of the women rushing Harlow, accusing him of calling one of her comrades a dyke bitch, which he denied. The agitator then allegedly threw her drink on Straka and the cup at him. He said they were called faggots at least three times. Straka said the woman came back and aggressively went after him, before swatting the phone out of another friend's hand. The whole time it was happening, it felt like a flashback because this sort of anti-gay street attack, this has happened to me dozens of times in my life, but it hasn't happened in about 10 years, he said. But back then, the anti-gay attackers didn't think they were the victims, Straka told Breitbart News, or they were justified in doing it because they were the victims, even though they were the ones committing the violence. He said he didn't know if they had weapons, but that he and his companions just have to sit here and endure this anti-gay attack because the media, no matter what happens, will spin this as we attack Black Lives Matter or black women. Straka noted the story is very similar to the Jussie Smollett hoax, except his alleged attack was caught on camera. "Let's see if the media has any interest in it whatsoever," he said. Straka said the police were apparently watching the whole thing happen and did not intervene. When asked if he was going to contact the police, and he said no. "There seems to be no consequence or repercussions for this type of behavior and what they're doing," he said. The experience on Thursday became an anti-gay attack in this group, which claims to be about progressivism and tolerance and unity and all this stuff, now feels they have carte blanche to attack gay men and that they also get to be the victims while they do it, Straka said. Kyle Olson is a reporter for Breitbart News. He is also host of The Kyle Olson Show, syndicated on Michigan radio stations on weekends. Listen to segments on YouTube or download full podcast episodes. Follow him on Twitter, like him on Facebook, and follow him on Parler.